How has the canal changed?
I think they've done a lot of work locally. They've put a lot of stone down the path in Ard Lane all the way through the village and in Four Crosses. So I think a lot more people are aware of it and tend to use it, especially to walk their dogs, to cycle on it. It's a lot busier than it used to be when we moved here 20 years ago, I think.
It's in the middle of changing at the moment because we live in a little development opposite the canal where they're putting in a new bridge and a new bit of road. So that's going to change a lot. And there's a little wildlife part that they're going to be adding to it as well. So it's lovely for us. It will link up because we've got a pond in our garden with wild frogs and things like that. That will all link up with the canal.
When we came, it was very full of weeds. It was very difficult to see the actual water in places. Several trees were down and it had to be cleared for us to operate the boat between the canal centre and what's called the Black Bridge, which is at the end of the heritage area where the canal goes towards Shrewsbury.
I know there has been a lot of work done in recent times. There's been a lot of clearing out and it's a lot clearer now than it was year or two ago, and I've been to the displays that have been in the village hall to see what's going to happen, so I'm hoping it's going to change a lot more.
Well, when we first got married and moved here, the canal was very overgrown, so they cleaned it out with all the big barges like they're doing now, and I think that was in the 1980s. I think it was, and then it was nice then, and it's been nice since, but it's got clogged up now lately, and they're now working on it.
And now they're using it as a dinghy dawdle every year. That's nice to see all the people, well, I think they run past this area now, used to come with the dinghies and the canoes past here, but now they run this stretch of the canal, which is nice, slowly getting used again.
After they'd done the canal, when they cleaned it out in the 80s, they were able to do the dingle dawdle. How do you say it?
Dingy dawdle.
They were able to do that in boats past here, but it got clogged up, so they had to run past here. But now, hopefully, they'll be able to do it again when the canal in the canoes.
So what is that? Is that an event?
That is an event.
They start from Aberbechen, which is just south of Newtown, and they come and they finish at the new bridge at Schoolhouse Bridge in Crickyeth, just down the road. There's a section that they run, section that they canoe, and section that they bike.
Cycle.
Three sections. Cycle, yeah. So it's good. A lot of entrance.
There's been a lot of work on the canal just recently. They've been dredging it, and we've seen bats and otters and kingfishers, which is nice to see.
Like many, many years ago, they used to have what they call a lensman, and he used to cut the grass and cut the hedges all by hand. And he used to live at the locks at Carrickova. And I suppose part of his payment was he lived there rent-free. And he did that for many, many years when I was a youngster. And then he eventually passed away, and then they had mechanical means of cutting the grass. And then they encouraged the landowners to cut their hedges that were on the side of the canal.